It's a special Procrastibaking holiday replay episode.
Merry Christmas, Procrastibakers! We've prepared some sweet sound bites to help you count down to Christmas. Today's episode features a recap of Christmas cookbooks.
Okay, so next we welcome Carrie from Cookbook Divas. Carrie is a self-proclaimed cookbook hoarder, avid entertainer, a wine blogger, and a shopaholic. She shares videos of her cookbook reviews, hosts a cookbook book club, and also has a podcast. And today she'll be reviewing some holiday baking cookbooks. So thank you for being here, Carrie.
I got back just in time. I was eating cookies because you guys made me so hungry for them. Well, I wanted to start off by talking about the Donna Hay Christmas cookbook. It's a reissue. They've updated it for 2022. And Donna Hay is just a couple years younger than me. And so very young. I found this cookbook interesting because she's in Australia and it's hot. It's like summer there at Christmas time. And the very introduction of the book, I got kind of mad because she was writing about how on Christmas Day they take a break and go swim in the ocean and then come back and have Christmas dinner. I spent 2 hours shoveling snow yesterday. So one of the reasons I like this cookbook is it starts off with awesome appetizers. And my family does appetizer Christmases. We don't do a big sit down dinner because it's Christmas Eve and we're all wrapping until the last second. So we make a bunch of appetizers, and she has some really cool ones in here, like something with a brie and a tart. And I should have put post-it notes in this to get it ready. Just beautiful presentations. And if I don't even follow the recipe exactly, I look through to get an idea for something that I should serve. Then she does main courses. She does a turkey, a ham, a roast pork, and a salmon. And I live in Seattle. We eat a lot of salmon here, although I'm personally a vegetarian. And I do know a lot of people that serve salmon instead of pork or ham, because I know a whole bunch of people that are Jewish or Muslim and can't eat pork. So I'm glad that those recipes are there. Even though I don't personally use them, I eat tofurkey. And one of the things I really love about this cookbook is the savory bakes. And she does a couple of astounding wreaths. And this is something I might not put on the dinner table, but I would have it on a buffet nearby, perhaps near the alcohol, which we have in copious quantities in my house. And people could just kind of pull apart and eat it on their own. And there's another gorgeous wreath in here. The baking for me is very aspirational. I'm not there yet. I would be on Nailed It crying and laughing. Like, no, not going to happen. But lots of good ideas in here. She does a pie, just in case some people do have a pie Christmas tradition. I don't at my house. It's all about the cake and beautiful cakes. She does a lot of fruit, a lot of meringues, a lot of custards, which we wouldn't really do in my house. And then the back of the book is a whole bunch of gifts that you can make to give to other people, or to take to your neighbors, et cetera, or to bring to parties. So lots of good ideas. This is not going to happen. It would look like a pile of horrible stuff if I tried to make that one, but I love to get the pictures. And then I wanted to make sure you guys looked through or knew about the holiday cookies that just came out. It's all over Cookbookstagram and Cook Talk. Everyone's freaking out because it's so good. I have not baked anything out of it yet. It's got every possible cookie you'd ever want to make that's festive. I saw some Linzer cookies to use up your jam. And so this is going to be front and center in my kitchen. I'm terrified that I'm going to lose this in my stack of cookbooks, which is all over my office, and have to hunt for it. So I'm like, no, this has to live on the kitchen counter all month long. And the other Eat Your Books was talking about Advent. This is another book that's above my skill set in the baking arena. So I just keep it around because it's pretty and inspirational. I'm not personally going to attempt anything out of this because I don't want to waste flour or start a fire in the kitchen. And I also wanted to point out The Vintage Baker, which has really cute 1940s and 50s and 60s recipes and things that I remember my grandmother making in the 1970s when I was a little girl. And it does not have a photo for every recipe, which makes me very sad. But when it does have a photo, it's amazing. And last Oh, two more. Fruitcake is a Martha Stewart did not write the cookbook, but she did the foreword and she kind of helped Station Schreiber get this made. And it's recipes for the curious baker. And there's so much stuff in here that's holiday themed that you can pull out and it applies to Christmas or the other winter holidays. And it does use lots and lots and lots of fruit, which I love doing in December after months of gray and cold and snow. I need some citrus. I need some fruit, something bright. So this is the Fruitcake Cookbook. And the last one I wanted to point out is the Nordic Baker. So I live in Washington State where we have a lot of Scandinavian heritage and a lot of Norwegians and Swedes. And I'm going to Christmas at a Norwegian woman's house and she's 92 years old and she's already started baking, even though it's December 11. I can't wait. This is the Nordic Baker. And you learn a lot about Norway. It's kind of a travel guide too. But look at these stunning bakes. It's so inspirational. Woo, love it. So that is the five cookbooks I brought to talk about today. And I just wanted to point out that running a podcast is so much hard work. I really respect you ladies because we had to put Cookbook Divas podcast on hold because it's so much work and we haven't put one out for months. So thank you for having me here.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate you picking out those books and showing them to us. That was really great.
This has been Procrastibaking. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave a good review. You can also subscribe to us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and many more. You can also subscribe to our RSS feed directly from our website at procrastibakingpodcast.com. Also, feel free to follow us and give us your feedback on social media on Instagram at procrastibakingpodcast and Facebook at facebook.com/procrastibakingpodcast. Procrastibaking is hosted and created by Rachel Rhodes and Luisa Gonzalez, produced and edited by Raul Ceballos, theme music by Alex Walker-Smith, and show artwork by Rob Demers.